Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What should the righteous get? Blessing. Should the righteous get the curse?
No.
Well, let's back up again. What is a curse? Doomed, damned to destruction. Right? What's he talking about Sodom and Gomorrah? Doom. Destruction. Right? So he's not talking about the blessing. He's talking about the curse. Who should get the curse? The wicked. Not the righteous. The righteous should not be cursed. Say it out loud.
The righteous should not be cursed.
Say it again.
The righteous should not be cursed.
Say it again. The righteous should not be cursed. Say it again. The righteous should not be cursed. They should not be cursed. The righteous are not supposed to be cursed. You couldn't say that too much tonight. You ought to say it again and again, all night tonight. The righteous should not be cursed. And this is the basis. This is before the law. Just relationship between God and this man. He draws near, and this is what he stands on to plead his case. Keep reading. He said, peradventure, we'd say today, what if? There's 50 righteous, 50 what?
Righteous.
Oh, are you hearing with all your heart? Now this, man, this is going to go off in you in just a minute here. If there's 50 what?
Righteous
within the city. Not 50 Presbyterians. Not 50 Charismatics. Not 50 Faith Life members. What?
Righteous.
50 what?
Righteous.
Righteous. Righteous. Within the city, will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Now look, he waxes bold. He's right up by the Lord's face. He said, that be far from you. Who's he talking to? He said, that be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Was Abraham a righteous man? How many remember Proverbs, the righteous are as bold? Now, this is not pushy and arrogant. This is not haughty and proud. Very different thing. Some people have confused bold and pushy. Oh, no. What makes you bold? You're bold because you know. You're bold because you're sure. We just got through reading that righteousness was imputed to Abraham. Why? Because he believed God. He was convinced that he was right in the eyes of God. So he had no embarrassment or intimidation. He saddled right up there beside the Lord. He got right up there beside him. Is that what happened? Condemnation causes you to fear and draw back. Oh, no, I'm not worthy. Oh, no. Righteousness causes you to be bold and step right on up. Draw near. To who?
God.
Oh, come on now. To who?
God.
Didn't the Bible tell us to come boldly? Boldly up to the throne of grace? And get your help? Get your mercy? Get your grace? In the time of need? Come right on up. Come right on up and get it. Oh, Lord, help us get a hold of this now. Come right on up and get it. Why? Because the righteous have a right to do it. The righteous have a right to come right up to God and talk to Him. The righteous have a right to come right up and take a healing. And claim their money to pay all their bills. Step right up. Step right on up. And get all the wisdom they need for all day. Yeah, I'll take it. Thank you, please. Yes. I receive mine now. Thank you. But can you hear what so much of the church world, when they hear us say something like, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Oh, you ain't righteous. You're a sinner. You're just an old sinner. Saved by grace. Have failed and sinned and come short of the glory of God. How dare you say, how many millions of Christians believe that? Why? Because they have not been hearing the gospel. They've been hearing tradition. They've been hearing religion. They've been hearing condemnation. And they will live in the curse. Because they believe they deserve it. Right? If you're an old sinner, you deserve to be cursed. You deserve to have bad stuff happen in your life. Why? Because you're a miserable old sinner. Best you can do is bump along and hope you make it to the end. And one of these days in the sweet by and by, you'll get free. But no. Right here and right now, we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Right now, right now. Not because of what we've done, not because of who we are, because of what He has already done. And we received it by faith. We just believe, just like Abraham, we believe God. And righteousness is imputed to us. Oh, but when it gets real to you, that you really are the righteousness of God in Him, you'll quit cowering. You'll no longer be timid, because God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. And you'll step right up to God and go, Lord, now the righteous shouldn't have this, right? Listen to the language. Now, God, I know you're going to do right about this. That's brassy. And it is recorded for all time and eternity as an example to us. We're told that we are now the children of this man by our faith. Our children take after their father. Somebody's getting something tonight. He said, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? What if there's 50 righteous within the city? Now see, he had a revelation of what? Righteous people should not be destroyed. Say out loud three more times. Righteous people should not be destroyed. Say it again. Righteous people shouldn't be destroyed. Well, who are you?
Righteous.
What are you?
Righteous.
Should the curse be working in your life?
No.
Should you be experiencing failures and losses and disease and lack?
No.
You're not supposed to have that.
No.
You've been redeemed from that.
Yes.
Why? You're the righteous. The righteous are to be blessed. The righteous should be blessed, not cursed. He said, if there's 50 righteous in the city, will you not spare it for the 50 righteous? What about our nation today? Has God changed?
No.
What did the Lord answer? He said, it's not like you. He said, that be far from you to slay the righteous with the wicked, to let the righteous have the curse of the wicked. He said, that's not like you. He said, that's not you. He said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Now see, if God is like some people preach that he is, Abraham would be a greasy spot. Wouldn't he? If he's the way some preachers preach him to be, oh, he'd be a greasy spot on the sidewalk. How dare you approach the Almighty? No. Why did God bring it up? Because he knew what his covenant man was going to do. He knew what he was going to do. He wanted him to ask him to spare the place. He wanted him to do it. And what did he say? What did he say? Oh, he said in verse 26, if I find in Sodom. Now, Sodom was worse than any city we know about today. If I find 50 righteous in the city, I will spare all the place for their sakes. Now here, we're not just talking about the righteous not getting cursed. We're talking about whole cities being spared that should have been cursed for a handful of righteous sake. Oh, my, 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 my. When the people of God find out who they are and what they are, that they are the righteousness of God in Christ. Look out, devil. His works are going to be curtailed, right? That's beginning already. But you won't get it by singing, woe is me. And I'm an old sinner and I'm this and I'm so miserable and I've failed so many ways. No, you're either clean or you're not. You're either forgiven or you're not. Right? And if you are forgiven and you are cleansed, you have been made righteous and you ought not be cursed. Amen. You ought not be punished. You ought not be destroyed. Amen. It ain't right for you to be cursed. The righteous should be blessed. Listen to this in closing. You don't have to turn there. But in Psalm 5:12, he says, Lord, you will bless the righteous. With favor, you'll compass him as with a shield. Talked about the righteous in Psalm 24. Said he will receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. That's us. Stand on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Worthy to be Blessed, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1004H. That's R1004H. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.